Kondo, the magician. Attention, time change. Listen at the close of today's episode for an important announcement. The makers of White King granulated soap and Sierra Fine toilet soap present for your enjoyment Chandu the Magician. You'd better hurry if you want to take advantage of Chandu's thrilling magic offer. For just 10 cents, he will send you his mysterious Waters of the Nile magic trick. Just 10 cents and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Fine toilet soap wrappers. With this trick, you can defy the laws of gravity. You can take a bottle filled with water and turn it upside down without spilling a single drop. Even when you shove a match or toothpick through the mouth of the bottle, no water will come out. Now act quickly if you want to secure Chandu's water trick to spring on your schoolmates or perform at parties. Remember, it is yours for just one dime. Yes, 10 cents in coin, plus a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, brings you this water trick postpaid. Send for several of these tricks tonight. In Calcutta, Dr. Shaw has demonstrated to Roxor the success of his diabolical magnetic experiments and attempts to bring about the death of Frank Chandler at the hands of his brother-in-law, Robert Regent. Unaware that Chandler has discovered and defeated the scheme, Dr. Shaw and Roxor believe Chandler is dead. A few moments later, relying on the shock of his appearance to terrify Dr. Shaw into disclosing Roxor's reason for coming to India, Chandler walks into the home of Holkar, where Dr. Shaw is staying. But as Chandler leaves, Lal Singh, whom he had saved from Dr. Shaw's hypnotic powers in the Siamese jungle, has once more been summoned by the demoniac doctor. Chandu, the magician.
Twice today I have tried to kill Chandler and failed, Lal Singh. Tonight you will see that it is done. Ah, let me hear you speak again in Chandler's voice.
Master, what shall I say?
Splendid, you have not forgotten.
No, Master.
If Chandler had only known when he sat here that you were in the next room helpless to overcome the force of magnetism.
Yes, Master.
I wonder Chandler did not take steps to prevent it. Now, Lal Singh, you will tell me exactly what happened.
Duki Ram came aboard my yacht, saying he brought a letter from my father.
You were alone?
Yes, in my cabin. I extended my hand for the letter. Duki Ram fastened the metal band on my wrist. There was no letter.
Lal Singh, it is useless to struggle against the force. You will speak to me only in Chandler's voice.
As you say, Master.
Now, does Chandler know Duki Ram came to you with the letter?
I tried to tell him. I could not find him at the hotel.
Stop pulling at the band on your arm. It is a wristwatch. A wristwatch, Lal Singh.
A wristwatch. I will remember.
Good. Now, this is what you are to do. Chandler cannot reach the hotel in less than half an hour. In the meantime, you will telephone to his sister, Mrs. Regent.
Mrs. Regent. The telephone number I must
Dr.
get...
Dr. Shaw, you have lied to me. You told me Regent had killed Chandler.
Ah, you heard Chandler's voice, Roxor. It is only Lal Singh. Speak to him, Lal Singh.
My name is Frank Chandler.
Devil. Is that what you were going to say to Mrs. Regent? Well, Shaw, what do you think you are doing?
The imitation of the voice is perfect.
And Mrs. Regent will be completely convinced, even though her brother is lying dead at her feet.
Oh.
You knew he was not dead.
Roxor, I... Duki Ram has not yet come back, but I have every reason to believe Chandler is dead.
You're lying. Chandler has been here.
Oh, Roxor, you heard Lal Singh's voice.
And how do you account for the gold pencil on the table? It is marked with the initials FLC.
He left it purposely.
He must have known I would come back here and find it. Why did you lie to me?
I hoped you would not need to learn that somehow I had failed with Regent.
You believe Chandler could live anywhere in the world and I would not know it?
I only meant that he is to die tonight in any case.
You cannot kill him. He has a charmed life.
You, Roxor, forget that
And I do not forget that a dozen times before I have set men to kill him. In a narrow street in a Russian village. In the Cairo bazaars. In a cul-de-sac in Paris. In the Balkan mountains. And now here. Always at the last moment he
escapes.
This
time he will not.
You will listen to me. This necromancy of yours will do for the Daku Kafai. Or for this man here. But not for Chandler. I am convinced the secret of his sorcery lies in the emerald. He must lose it.
It is much easier to knife him and have done with it.
Dr. Shaw, I want that emerald. He will turn his own sorcery against him.
Oh, Roxor, please sit down and let me explain to you.
No. While you talk, Chandler will return to the hotel. And the time to strike will have passed.
Well, this will take only a moment. You speak as if this emerald were a charm, a talisman. But if so, why should Chandler have spent 10 years studying in India?
I do not know and I do not care. For years I believed it was trickery. But since the day Chandler destroys Duval's memory, I know he possesses a charm.
But I have had experience with a magic of a different sort. Chandler's great power must be in his mind. Do you realize...
Nonsense. These devilish experiments of yours have affected your own mind. Lal Singh. Well, answer when I speak to you.
He will answer only me.
Then you make him.
Please. Lal Singh. Roxor, listen to what I am telling
you. No. We have wasted time enough. Speak to this creature of yours.
I am not to be spoken to in that tone, Roxor.
You will give this man my instructions or you will find yourself in prison. The authorities will be glad to have an account of your activities in the Daku Kafai. You, an Englishman.
Lal Singh, answer me in Chandra's voice.
Yes, Master.
Good. I'll tell him this. He will call the Regent's suite at the hotel. He will ask for young Regent, calling him Bob. He will order the boy to bring the emerald to Blackburn's room where Chandler is presumably waiting. It's on the floor above.
Roxor, this is folly. If Lal Singh telephones now, there will be no time for us to reach Blackburn's room.
My men will be there. If Blackburn returns, he will be dealt with.
But Roxor...
You will give the order.
Oh, very well. Call the hotel now, Lal Singh. Ask for Bob and say that he must bring the emerald.
Mother, it's almost 1 o'clock. Why don't you go to bed?
Yeah, Mom. I'll go in and sit with Dad if you'd feel better about it.
Oh, no, dear. The doctor said he'd sleep until morning. But I'd rather stay up until Uncle Frank comes back.
You look so tired.
And you're almost asleep in your chair. Go to bed, darling. You too, Bob.
And leave you sitting here alone?
I don't mind, really.
Well, we do. Mom, did you have to tell Dr. Dahl what happened to Dad?
No. No, I just said he hadn't been well for some time and that he'd had a severe shock tonight. But, you know, he seemed to know it was something extraordinary. I can't imagine how.
Why, Mother? What did he say?
Well, nothing. But he saw that knife lying on the floor.
Oh, I should have taken it out before the doctor went in.
Oh, Bob, how could you bear to touch it?
Well, he won't need to. Dr. Dahl picked it up and that metal band, too, and dropped them both out the window.
Oh.
I heard them splash in the pool.
How about that?
But, Mother, he couldn't know anything about Dr. Shaw, could he?
Well, I don't see how.
Maybe he belongs to those, what do you call them, Daku Kafai.
Oh, don't be silly. He's an old friend of Uncle Frank.
So was Holkar.
Oh, Bob.
Sorry, Mom. I'm always opening my big mouth. Look, if the doctor had been in with those guys, he'd have left the stuff right there.
I'm going to look in on Dad just to make sure he... Well, I wonder who that is.
It's probably Uncle Frank. He knows you'd wonder what kept him so long. Hello?
The Yes, Bob?
Oh, now, Uncle Frank. East Indian telephones can't be that bad.
What's so funny?
It's Uncle Frank. He asked if I was you. Just a minute, he's right here.
Hi, Uncle Frank. How's the throat by now? The doctor said for you to come into his office tomorrow and let him look at it. Hey, are you still there?
I want you to bring the emerald up to Mr. Blackburn's room, Bob.
The emerald?
Bring the emerald up to Mr. Blackburn's room. At once.
You mean the one the yogi gave you?
What on earth? Bob!
Just a minute. He says for me to come up to Mr. Blackburn's room and bring the emerald.
He can't mean that one. He must mean my emerald ring.
Why would he want that?
Well, maybe Mr. Blackburn wants to have one made for his wife while he's out here. Oh, but this time of night? Let me speak to him, Bob.
Okay. Here's Mom, Uncle Frank.
Frank? You do mean my emerald ring, don't you?
Please let me speak with Bob.
What? Frank, what's the matter with you?
If he means the one the yogi gave him, you'd better ask him where it is.
Frank? Well, for heaven's sake, say something.
Please let me speak to Bob.
Well, wait a moment. He sounds so strange.
Hey, maybe something went wrong. Maybe.
Well, that can't be it if he's up in Mr. Blackburn's room.
I'd like to know why not. Look.
Bob, I don't think it's Uncle Frank at all.
Oh, Mother, of course it is.
Who could sound enough like him
to... The man who called Mr. Blackburn and said he was Frank Chandler.
But Uncle Frank thought that was Lal Singh. He can't be up in Mr. Blackburn's room, can he?
Well, I'll have to tell him something. Hello? I'm sorry, Frank.
Stall him, Mom. I'll go up there and see what gives.
No.
Sure. Keep on talking. It'll only take a few minutes.
Frank, what do
Bring
you...
Bring the emerald to Mr. Blackburn's room at once.
If you hurry, for just one dime and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, Chandu will send you his gravity-defying trick, the magic trick he calls the Waters of the Nile. Once you know Chandu's secret, you can fill a pop bottle full of water, turn the bottle upside down, and not a single drop will spill out. That's right. In defiance of the natural laws of gravity, the water appears to stay suspended in the bottle. And to everyone's complete amazement, you can even insert matches, toothpicks, or even a pencil inside the neck of the bottle. They, too, will be suspended in the water. Here is a magic trick that will entertain and mystify everyone. And it is so easy to perform that anyone, young or old, can master it in a couple of minutes. But don't delay. Send for this water trick right away, tonight. Send one dime and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, C-H-A-N-D-U, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name plainly. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And now, attention, time change. Beginning Thursday, February 3rd, you will hear Chandu the Magician at night in a new series of dramatic half hours. Chandler, Dorothy, Betty, Bob, all as you know them now, against a colorful background of mystery, romance, intrigue, fabulous India, timeless Egypt. Remember, beginning February 3rd, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.